With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a temporary ceasefire.
It's very exciting. I think we're going to have a deal. We're going to have a meeting, first time in 44 years, and Lebanon will be meeting with Israel, and they're probably going to do it at the White House.
That ceasefire is now in effect. Displaced families began moving towards southern Lebanon and Beirut's southern suburbs, despite warnings by officials not to attempt to return to their homes until it became clear whether the ceasefire would hold. The president was also asked about Americans when they can expect relief from high gas prices.
Well, they're not very high. If you look at what they were supposed to be in order to get rid of a nuclear weapon with the danger that entails. So the gas prices have come down very much over the last three, 4 days.
A former candidate for governor of Virginia takes his own life and that of his wife. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Police say that Justin Fairfax, Virginia's former lieutenant governor and a rising star in the Democratic Party, before his career was derailed by sexual assault allegations, killed his wife before killing himself. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis says the couple was found dead at the Northern Virginia home in Annandale after their teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight Thursday. Fairfax and his wife, Dr. Serena Fairfax, were going through a divorce, and Fairfax was served recently with papers that indicated when he was next to appear in court. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A looming jet fuel shortage in Europe and Asia, sparked by the Iran war and the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz, could further upend world travel within weeks if oil doesn't start flowing soon. That means higher airfares and flight cancellations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 115 points, the S&P rose 18. This is SRN News. Is America ready for AI Jesus? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes, and the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has fired four Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations came just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers on the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrances Act. Attorney General Todd Blanche says no department should conduct selective prosecution based on beliefs. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates have dropped for a second straight week in the U.S.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.3%. This is the second straight weekly drop. The modest pullback in rates echoes a decline in the long-term U.S. government bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Bond yields began to ease last week after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire. The volatility in mortgage rates since the start of the war has dampened the start of the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
A federal commission has approved the design concept for the triumphal arch that President Trump wants to build at an entrance to the nation's capital. The 250-foot tall arch would rise on federal land on the Virginia side of the Potomac River, near the end of Memorial Bridge from the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.